Anyway, now it's time for you to do some science, or maybe not, because today's show is all about beer. But some people may prefer a glass of the hard stuff. We sent Ben out to discover the science of scotch by learning how whiskey is made.
Hello and welcome to this week's beer-related kitchen science. This is one that you can't do at home, not only because heating alcohol could be dangerous, but also because this isn't actually legal to do at home, so you could get in a lot of trouble. I've come today to the University of Cambridge's Chemistry Department, and I'm here with biophysicist Chris Foreman.
Hello.
Today's show is all about beer, so what is it that you're going to show us?
Well, actually, today we're going to show you how you make whiskey from a substance which is very similar to beer. As a model substance, we're actually going to use some real beer, and we're actually going to distill it in the apparatus that we've set up here.
So you make whiskey by distilling something a bit like beer?
Yeah, well, the whiskey starts off as barley, water, and a bit of sugar and some yeast, and then you let it brew. It's the yeast in that mixture that creates the alcohol. But unfortunately, the yeast can't get it beyond 15%. So if we want something with a bit more kick, we're going to have to do a bit of separation and to concentrate the alcohol in the beverage.
So how do you go about concentrating the alcohol?
Well, the process is known as distillation, and really you're not concentrating the alcohol so much as separating it out of the mixture. Now, the way that it works is fairly straightforward. When you have a liquid, there will always be atoms and molecules evaporating, and there will always be atoms and molecules in the gas condensing back into the liquid. But when you have a mixture of liquids, for example, alcohol and water, the gas that's produced will have a mixture of alcohol and water, but in different proportions. That's very important. In the gas phase, there's more alcohol than there is in the water. So consequently, you can capture that gas, recondense it, and then you have a liquid which has a higher concentration of alcohol. And that is the process of distillation.
So it relies on the fact that different substances in your original liquid have different boiling points, effectively, and so will be present at different proportions in the vapour that comes off the liquid.
That's pretty much on the nose, although it's important to realise that the mixture itself has a boiling point, and that all components will evaporate into the gas. So the gas is never a pure form, it's always a mixture. So for example, in beer, you've got water, alcohol, and then all the tasty stuff. But in the gas phase, what you'll have is water, alcohol, and all the tasty stuff, just in different proportions.
Well, I can see you've got a round bottom glass flask, and that's in a heater. And coming straight up from that is a tube with an opening in the top, where you've put a thermometer, and an opening in the side attached to another tube that's angled down to a pear-shaped flask. The tube coming out of the side has an extra glass tube around the outside of it, which has got water running through it to keep things cold. But once we've heated the beer up, what actually happens to the gas?
As the gas comes up the column above the flask, it will reach the top of the condenser and begin to condense. And it drips out at the bottom into our pear-shaped flask here. And hopefully it won't all go that way, that's to say pear-shaped, but it will all work very well.
OK, excellent. Well, I have brought along a bottle of beer that I've smuggled into the chemistry department, so shall we crack that open and get on with it?
Why not? OK, so I'm pouring the beer in, and it's just draining down there through the column and into the flask.
So how much beer are you putting in there?
Well, it's about 70 millilitres.
So we're not putting too much beer in there. Is that because we don't need much? Will this get much alcohol?
It won't get that much. I mean, this is 5.6%, so we should get about 3 or 4 millilitres of alcohol out. So we've got to let the beer, the bubbles die down. I've got to pop the thermometer in.
So we've put a thermometer into the top of the tube above the beer. Why do we need this?
Right, OK, now this is very important. If you put the thermometer in the liquid, you will measure the temperature of the liquid, not the temperature of the vapours. What matters is the temperature at which that vapour is. Measuring the temperature in the vapour phase is crucial.
OK, so now we have a tube ready to cool things down as it comes through. We've got a thermometer ready to measure the vapour. Where do we go from here?
We have to start heating the beer, and that's what we're going to do now.
Excellent, so we'll put the heater on. And what sort of temperature do we want the beer to be at?
Well, in a pure ethanol and water mix, that will start to distill at about 78 degrees centigrade. Because the concentration of ethanol in this fluid is much lower, the point where you get distillation will be a little bit higher.
So how long do you think it will take for our small amount of beer here to get up to the right temperature?
Won't take too long. It'll take about 15 to 20 minutes to go.
Excellent. Well, we're going to leave the beer to distill, and we'll come back to you later in the show to let you know what happened. That just gives me a chance to go down to the Flying Pig pub and have a pint and learn a bit more about the damage that alcohol can do to your body.
And luckily for him, Ben doesn't have to experiment to learn about the damage drinking does, because he'll be finding out later by speaking to Dr. Mike Allison, who's a liver specialist from Addenbrookes. So we'll hear from Ben later in the pub.
Thanks very much. And this is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. We're talking about the science of beer and brewing and booze this week, as well as finding out about the health disbenefits. In a second, we'll be finding out why beer is actually good for you, because we'll be hearing from Charlie Bamforth. He's at the University of California at Davis. And also waiting in the wings is Ray Marriott. He's from Botanics Limited. They're a company based in Kent, Garden of England, where they grow lots of hops. And his company have come up with a very clever way to use carbon dioxide to get more flavour from hops so that we can make better beers. So that's all on the way.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.